This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, we have on the phone our next guest with us. We've got Michael Hugh Dixon, who is a French horn player and a composer. Welcome to the show, Michael.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure.
Now, Michael, we'd like to start off by getting a little bit of background about our guests. So how did you get started with music, actually, and where did your love for it come about?
Well, I grew up in a musical family, and my grandmother taught, I got four siblings, and we all got taught the piano by my grandmother. And my dad taught all the brass instruments around Auckland. So that was his main job, but he also conducted and composed, and my mother was always singing. So all the siblings played different instruments, so there was a lot going on.
Wow, a lot of competition was there? You know, like, oh, I'm better than you, and or, you know, oh. Like...
Plenty of encouragement, yeah, just get on and, you know, try out different instruments and then find one that sticks, you know.
But, Michael, it's often a case that when you're around that much in your family that you actually back away from it, but obviously you didn't. You embraced it.
Yeah, no, I caught the bug, you know, and just there wasn't anything else I wanted to do. So
right.
So I knew at the age of 13 I wanted to do it for a living, so I set about doing that, and here we are.
And have you travelled the world? You know, like, because quite often you have to go overseas to play in different orchestras or whatever.
Well, for me, the move was across the ditch, so to Sydney in my teens, came over here, and I did some study, and then got a job early on when I was 16. So
okay,
I was pretty lucky.
Wow,
yeah.
And what about the French horn? Why that? Why is that the one that you picked?
Yeah, my dad, he played all the brass, and he thought he ought to get a French horn and test it out, you know, do a bit of practice. So he brought it home, quite a nice one, and I opened up the case and I looked at it and just fell in love. And my parents said, "Well, you can give it a go."
Oh, so fantastic! and you just stuck with it ever since.
Exactly.
And what is it about the sound that a French horn makes, Michael, that makes your heart sing?
Well, it's the resonance. It's hard to describe, but there's a sort of a nobility and an excitement about it that, you know, there's lots of different colours you can get out of it. And then I started getting really excited about the harmonic series on the French horn, and so I'm very enthused by that and all the possibilities. And so all the notes you play just by making the air pressure change, and you get a big, big variety of pitch. Yeah.
Right. Oh, you must show me one day, because I'm not really sure what you mean. But, it's a beautiful instrument, though, and I do love the sound of it. Now, let's talk about composing. Yeah, like, when did that happen?
I'm losing some of you. I'm just walking outside, hoping that some of the reception's not always butte where I am.
Oh, okay. So, I just mentioned about composing. When did the composing come about? Because a lot of people we've spoken to, you know, like classical performers, they're not composers. They say, no, I leave that to, you know, like other people. Why did you take up the composing?
Well, my dad encouraged me to do that. So he composed himself, and he said, why don't you try a bit? So when I was in high school in Auckland, I started composing, and some of my peers played works by me. That's always a great incentive to keep going.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And
so I did,
sorry, what was that?
I know. I stopped for a while and then took it up again in my 30s. Yeah.
And it's now something you really enjoy doing, the composing?
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah, just working with all the parameters, you know, thinking about what sort of sounds you can create. Yeah, it's wonderful.
And also, Michael, it must be so rewarding when, and yeah, like you mentioned that people were wanting to play your pieces that you wrote. It must be so rewarding when all of a sudden you hear other musicians or an orchestra playing something that you composed.
Oh, it's a tremendous boost, you know, especially when you get, because I've been a professional musician and you get colleagues playing your own music, you know, you get a really great sound to come from them, so you really know, get to know what's possible, you know.
Yeah, oh, that's fantastic. Now, you've got some new music out. What is it, and why have you decided to do it right now?
Well, the piece you've got there, I actually started writing like 1999, and there is a version of it for nine horns I did, which is in several sections. So I took this one section from it and just teased it out, expanded it, and it felt it really made a great meditation piece. So I just changed it quite a lot last year, just because I had the time, you know.
Yeah, COVID. Yeah. And what's the piece called?
It's called Of Fearlessness.
Right, okay. Well, Michael, thank you so much for chatting with us today. And we're going to go out with playing this piece. As you said, it's called Fearless.
Right, thank you so much.
It's our pleasure to have you on the show. Thank you. Thank you for chatting with us.
Thanks so much. We've been talking to Michael Hugh Dixon here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.